Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Morning to you too, Maxie.
What do you got? You guys got plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Barbecuing.
Yes, sir.
Barbecue and pool. All day.
Great. Yeah, all plans for the entire weekend. Got two more hours of working with you guys here on radio, and then I get a chance to, as they say, let your hair down.
Same.
Let your hair down.
Such a great time.
Yeah, the weekend's
supposed to rain tomorrow over here.
That's your fault.
Got to get out of town, Jay.
Well, and then when you go out of town, it's going to rain. Where you going?
Yeah, well.
Where are you going?
At least you're going somewhere.
I'll check the weather app, which is wrong every single time, by the way.
With my kids, I'm not traveling on Memorial Day weekend, man. I'm staying my ass at home.
Yeah, but you have a house. Why would you leave?
Yes, say it one more time, Max. I didn't hear you.
My house out of your mouth.
Max, say it again. I didn't hear you.
He's got a house. Like, why would you leave? When I lived in L.A., I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed right where I was. Why would I leave?
Why would you leave a house that not only inside you have... What do you mean?
Hardwood floors?
No, not only the hardwood floors, you have the steel refrigerators and stoves with the red knobs.
I don't have red
knobs.
And
then you go outside.
No red knobs.
See-through fridge?
What do you got, like the huge barbecue, the 60 or the 48? Which one you got?
I got
neither. You got one
built-in outdoor kitchen.
I got the rotisserie.
The little black charcoal one back in the day. You know what I mean? I got that little one.
But see, I have that, Jay. That's not funny.
I got the egg. What's wrong with that? There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I have that, the little one that
that's what you need.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
that is
right.
The one.
that is the one.
I'm not a griller. I'm a barbecue.
That's the one.
I like the charcoal. I like the smell of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
ain't
man,
nothing
I can't
better.
Wait. Max.
Smoke just coming all in your neighbor's backyard.
The neighbors can't cook like
that. No, they can't.
And so you see them ordering catering. Here it comes. That's the wrong house. That's next door. Right, Max?
You know what else? Like, no matter what you make, what I always want. I don't care what's being made. I want the burgers and the dogs, man. I don't care what is being grilled. I want the burgers and the dogs.
I don't eat hot. Look, I got to be starving to eat a hot dog.
Oh, loaded up.
It's like literally starving. So the pre-meal to the meal is always the hot dog, the burger, the sausage.
Right.
So I've been a huge, chicken, turkey, sausage, spicy. That's been my whole deal since the hot dogs have kind of been.
I have the hot dogs as like dessert.
You still have hot dogs? You still eat hot dogs?
Oh, because the kids have them. That's what the kids want, right? And I'm looking at them jealous and stuff like, that's really what I want. So then, after I have whatever I eat, then I have a hot dog.
I can't do it anymore, man. I can't do it. I've seen how they're made. I can't do it.
I could do the Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium.
Well, that's the best place to have a hot dog.
But I can't eat a hot dog at a barbecue grilling. That's just not my deal anymore.
Oh, I can put everything on
there. I think I've graduated from that stage of meat,
I thought I had too, but once the kids break out the hot dogs, I'm like, what am I doing? That's what I want. The NBA.
I grew up on enough boiled hot dogs.
What were people doing back then? You could even just put them in the toaster oven, and it turns out better than boiled.
Remember that? The boiled hot dogs? All the grease at the top of the pot.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, Jay.
They taste all rubbery, too. It's
great. Oh, I can't.
Now that you think about it, though, Pat.
I don't rock with hot dogs like that.
No, growing up, though, when we would, my mom, that was basically one of our dinners of the week. Hot dogs, pork and beans and wieners and stuff.
We fried the hot dogs.
See, we didn't fry them. My mother would boil them, I think, because it was probably quicker, I guess.
Frying it was quicker for me.
It might have been. I don't know. I know
just
we had
the way they used
dogs.
To do it back then.
Yeah, that was the way that they. Yeah, that's the way they used to do it.
You putting ketchup on your hot dogs? This is a hot debate that I've had with a lot of people. I love ketchup on a hot dog, and people think
I'm weird.
Mustard
and ketchup.
Mustard, yeah.
I'd go mustard,
ketchup, and sauerkraut.
Me too.
I gotta go mustard, ketchup, and diced onion.
Yeah, I'll put onions
and radish if I got
anything on there. Relish. I'll put relish on.
Have to be hot fire after that.
And see, the hot dogs back in the day was small. Now you can get the long ones.
You like the long dogs?
I don't eat hot dogs anymore.
Oh.
Nice try, Buster.
He broke out the Buster.
The Buster.
He broke out the Buster.
I almost called him an ass, but then I refrained from doing that because I didn't want to sound mean. There's a tendency for people on this show to think that I'm mean.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Celtics host the Heat. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Guys, Klay Thompson was asked how reaching the finals without Kevin Durant, what kind of an effect does that have on this Warriors team's legacy? Listen to his response.
Well, I don't think it's, first off, I don't think it's us and KD. We were, when Kevin was here, I mean, we were like an unstoppable force. And I think now we have to be more meticulous, obviously, with our offense and our defense because we don't have as much leeway without him. But we're happy to be here, but it would help our legacy a lot if we completed the mission and won the whole thing. So we can be happy tonight, and we will be. I'll celebrate tonight, but tomorrow when that game 6 comes on, I'm turning the page and I'm scouting because we want to finish this thing off the right way and do it for Dub Nation.
There is no doubt that it enhances the legacy of Golden State. Like, people undervalue how special of a talent Kevin Durant is and how unstoppable that team became with all three of those guys on the same unit, with a guy like Draymond that did all the dirty work and the intangibles and the passing. And you remove Kevin Durant, and now the margin for error is so much slimmer that, you know, Steph, think about it. This is a team that, you know, made the finals for, what, four consecutive years? Against the Cavs, right? Yeah. So, I mean, 15,
they won
16,
three out of four.
17, yeah. 18, 19, and then now to not make the playoffs the last 2 years, but KD leaving, Klay being hurt, Steph going through some injury with the hand too this year, for them to get back to the NBA Finals, have a chance to win, of course it enhances the legacy of the team.
Yeah, of the team for sure. And I think that's what Klay is saying, is that we need to do it without him so we can erase the doubters that said we couldn't do it without him in the past. So I think that they are on a mission to prove to people quietly that they think that they can accomplish something that they did in 2015 without Kevin Durant. I think that's where their mindset is at. They want to show everybody, KD is cool, but we better without him.
But remember after they won in 2015, and then after they lost in 2016 when they're up 3-1, when Dre got kicked out for the kick, there are a lot of conversations around, well, the rest of the league has caught up to Golden State, right? Like, now everybody is spacing the floor. Even though they don't have revolutionary shooters like Steph, people are valuing the three-point ball more. The spacing is different, right? So now we're asking the question, has the rest of the league caught up to these guys? Because once again,
that's such a great point. In other words, this happens in it. This, even just think about,
When did they ever catch up to him, though, Jay? Think about what you were saying just now when you was talking about the years. When did they ever catch up to him?
But whether or not it's true, it Key, that's the perception.
I'm gonna get rid of that perception, right? The last 2 years that they missed, what happened to the team?
They got hurt.
Yes. Yep. So how did the league catch up to him? But now that they're healthy, they back in the championship.
True, but it was because of after they lost, being up 3-1, because Draymond getting Kevin Durant, people start saying, "Well, that." You getting Kevin Durant means that your core that was intact wasn't good enough to get it done.
I want to go back.
The rest of the league caught up.
Let's back up right there.
But see, that's a lie.
I understand injuries. Back then. Injuries are part of the game, and the Warriors won. I get all that. But putting that aside for a second, there is a human reaction to seeing, well, in 15, Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt. You still went six games. So, yeah, you won the championship, but I don't believe you were the best team. I think the Cavs were better than you. And then the next year, the Cavs beat you. And then you added Kevin Durant, and you won two. And so, like, the Warriors have yet to win a championship in a way that tells me, like, when you have KD on the team, stop. You had nothing. KD plus
so
those guys,
for, you're
stop.
Looking for a definitive, undisputed champion.
See? You know what I'm saying? And right now.
See, Max, I don't like you.
But see, Max, but you looking, let me ask you a question.
No, Key, I'm saying.
If Marcus Smart can't play because he's hurt, is it the same thing?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why the answer is yes. Because
having
one of your better players not at 100% because they're nicked up is different than having your second and third player not even on the floor. There's a big difference. Guys get banged up. Like in 2016, Steph was banged up. You accept that as part of the game. That's not the same thing as having your second and third best players not on the floor. Key, I'm not saying you could say, well, Max, you're looking at germ spread or whatever. I'm saying the reality is.
No, I get it.
They will prove something.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. This year, that's something new. They have a chance to do something.
No, yeah, I'm
new.
With you. I'm with you on that. But I just say that because people are looking for an excuse to discount their championships, and I don't think that that's right. I don't think that's fair. I don't give a damn who you got on the floor. It's hard as hell, Jay.
Oh, I agree. But Key, there
can't. Yeah, the Bulls brought in Dennis Rodman. I mean, that wasn't fair either.
But when you're looking at all the championships, you can pinpoint if you say to yourself, "Yeah, they're all very important," but that one felt different.
Yeah,
that one right there, Key. Like I'm sure Tom Brady has to look at this one, like the one with Tampa.
When Kobe won without Shaq,
it felt different. It was
different. There was something you could say. Well, Kobe already proved. No.
Well, that's because we all said he couldn't win without Shaq.
Right. Or wondered, can he? Right.
Well, I remember we all as Laker because the way it happened and the way the breakup happened and everybody blamed Kobe for running off the diesel at the time. Nobody sided with Kobe, and then eventually. The wind shifted. Then Shaq won the one in Miami, so it really got,
yeah, well, it got ahead of him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, come on, man. You done ran the diesel off, and we can't even get out our own way now.
And of course, Powell was a great player and an underrated player, but Kobe was the best player on the team, and he had yet to win a championship as the undisputed best player on a team, and he did it where he was Batman and the big was Robin, right? He did it. He did it twice, and he went to three of them and won twice. That was a new frontier that he had yet to conquer, right? That was a new thing he had proven, and this would be something new for the Warriors if they win, to me.
1,000%. That's what I said to start off the whole show today.
I'm glad I
this
thought
one,
of it. Glad
you thought of it.
Oh, sorry.
That's why I said this one coming up against Boston would probably be the most meaningful, too.
I love how everybody, you, Wendy, y'all just automatically like Boston. I know the people in Miami like these
it's
clowns.
Boston, Key.
No, it is. Huh? It's not Butler's
Of course, it's probably going to be Boston, but it's just the way we automatically put Boston in there and they still got to play.
Yeah. But I mean, once, like, okay, Tyler Hero's compromises.
3-2,
and that,
it's not 3-1.
But when Jimmy Butler, look at how he was playing before he got hurt and then look at after, two different dudes. Two different guys. I mean, what are they going to do?
No, of course. It's just funny because we automatically just throw them in.
Yeah,
and anything could happen tonight,
Don't let Miami force a game seven. Could you imagine?
It's fascinating just about tying this back because everything gets tied into with these two championship teams. You know, if Boston is able to win tonight, the Kyrie affiliation with Boston, and obviously the KD affiliation with Golden State. But, like, for all the drama that is tied into the questions that are going to be asked, like you just heard Klay Thompson answer, which is a great answer, by the way. He's like, yeah, this has nothing to do with Kevin Durant. This has everything to do with us, right? We could be talking about KD and Kyrie in the world championship next year. Like, we really could be.
They stay healthy.
If they say, like, and like, let's not be remiss of that. Like, if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, I'm not sure James Harden leaves.
But see, this is the whole thing.
I'm not sure he leaves.
Y'all, by y'all, I mean athletes write your own scripts. It is the way we are trying to hit a moving target here, how we perceive KD and Kyrie and all that stuff completely changes. If they're healthy, they ball out, they win the title next year, completely flips the script. It writes a brand new one.
KD and Kyrie should both go to the championship together and hang out.
Oh, they just start some more drama. Go see it. They should go. That would be fun. Key, that would be something you and I would do. Like, hey, let's just go there and just sit courtside.
Yeah, let's go watch Golden State
sit courtside and watch.
The Celtics and sit courtside.
But this is what I'm talking about. All the manufactured drama that exists, right? So KD doesn't talk to the organization for a couple of weeks, which, Key, all athletes do this. I want to get the hell away.
Man,
right?
I don't know when the last – let me think. Like, when season would be over, I think the first time that I might talk to somebody in my organization is probably before a USC pro day or before the draft. That would be like the first time or you stick your head in the building. because I'm in town and I want to get a workout in. I'm just going to stick my head in the building and see who's around. Otherwise, I'm not talking to them on the phone. Ain't nothing to talk about.
So, plus, one of the things that doesn't get reported, right? Oh, KD doesn't talk to the team. Rich Kleiman, his business partner, who oversees 35 Ventures, talks to the organization every day. But that doesn't get reported, right? But Kevin Durant not talking to them, that gets reported.
Wait, now, Kevin Durant hasn't talked to them?
Now there's drama around it. Yeah. Now it's like, well, what's his silence have to do with Kyrie Irving? And is that – it's all manufactured drama.
Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Guys, you see the statement from Josh Donaldson, Yankees third baseman, who called Tim Anderson, African-American middle infielder, shortstop, all-star batting champion Tim Anderson, Jackie. How many days ago is this already? And Tim Anderson took exception to it. I don't play that. So Josh Donaldson then said, well, you know, I've referred to him that way in the past because he said he sometimes feels like Jackie Robinson in an article once upon a time. And Tim Anderson, I don't have that kind of relationship with him. Josh Donaldson came out and said the following, guys. Quote, first and foremost, I have the utmost respect for what Tim Anderson brings to the game of baseball. I stated over the weekend that I apologized for offending Tim and that it was a misunderstanding based on multiple exchanges between us over the years. My view of that exchange hasn't changed, and I absolutely meant no disrespect. In the past, it has never been an issue, and now that it is, we have a mutual understanding. I would also like to apologize to Mrs. Rachel Robinson and the Jackie Robinson family for any distress this incident may have caused, Donaldson said. Jackie was a true American hero, and I hold his name in the highest regard. Guys, Tim Anderson was asked about Tony La Russa, White Sox manager, who said it was racist, right? Tim La Russa, a baseball guy, is going to have his players back. And I think that Josh Donaldson, that statement, he had to say somewhere, Jackie Robinson is an American hero, right? Like he had to kind of answer that claim at some point. And to me, that's what it seems like that was about.
Yeah, Key, this is like, you know, everybody's dealt with PR teams, right? Public relations teams. And there are aspects of public relations for people out there. They have a department called crisis management. Like whenever you send out a tweet that's crazy or when there's some controversial that goes viral, they help you manage it, right? So you would assume that Josh Donaldson has somebody in a crisis management hat on saying, hey, look, you're being labeled as a racist. We should probably address that. One of the steps we take or acts we take in helping your image or your brand is to issue a public apology to a degree and recognize the significance of Jackie Robinson to the black community and to the game of baseball.
And importantly to you, Josh Donaldson, right?
Yes.
He has to be important to you publicly in order to counteract Tony La Russa's claim, it seems to me, Key.
So, Key, yeah, that's somebody just taking an action step in that direction, Key.
Yeah, that might be the case. Doesn't dismiss or dispel what Tim Anderson thinks, or for whatever that matter is, that the skipper and Tony La Russa may think. And I know Tony has had his own issues in life, and so people are going to question his authenticity of his statement that he made about Donaldson. But in the end, what are you really – Why are you apologizing, though? Because why? You apologizing because somebody made you apologize? Or you apologizing because you really deeply inside feel bad about what you said? Like, that's my thing, is like, why are you doing this? What makes you want to do it? It came out your mouth.
I think Jay hit it. I think, like, whether or not – I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, although our politics in recent years has me questioning that. Like, and think, well, someone might not necessarily be racist, right? But Donaldson's a troublemaker. That's why he gets traded every year, in spite of the fact he plays a good third base and he can hit. But he's a troublemaker. And he was not going to let race stop him from making trouble, right? So at the very least, he's being racially insensitive. And his motivation seems to be, well, I stepped in it this time. I gotta get the toothpaste back in the tube. And Tony La Russa's had his issues, but Key, it seems to me what dictates La Russa's behavior is baseball. So, baseball manager, got to get my players back. I got to say the thing the player doesn't want to say publicly. And he's going to do that. La Russa's motivated by baseball, it seems to me. And Donaldson's motivated by, uh-oh, this time I made trouble for myself. I got to try and fix that. You know, I don't know if any of it is authentic in terms of the racial component of it all.
Yeah, but,
you know?
but did he fix it? Is it fixed? Because Tim Anderson's going to feel a certain way, right? He's going to feel a certain way. And I'm sure Jackie Robinson's family and Rachel and everybody going to feel a certain way too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it can ever be fixed. But if you're Josh Donaldson, you hope that you've done enough where it could be kind of swept under the rug. Some people aren't going to let it go. And it's not deserving of letting go. I won't be able to let it go. I will forever think about Josh to a degree in this moment. It's a significant moment that we're talking about. But you're also hoping that, hey, like, I've learned from this experience, and that's why I want to address Jackie, and we'll see if he's able to continue and learn from it moving forward. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't know where to go with that one for him.
I don't think, I mean, I hope when he said it, he wasn't thinking he would, you know, like, he's a troublemaker. Oh, watch this. I'm going to dig this dude. You crossed the wrong line, and you did it to the wrong dude.
He did it multiple times, and as Tim Anderson said in the past, I turned my cheek the other way, but I'm not going for it again.
Right.
You know how it is, Max. You get away with it once. I get away for the try. Like, you just going to keep going at the well
eventually,
until you finally get bit.
Yep, and he got bit.
Going at the well until you get bit. I never heard that one before, but that's...
Two things together.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Two things together.
Yeah, that whale's biting you.
It's a shabagle, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, shabagle.
Yes. It's a shabagle.
Every now and then, Jay, I make my own stuff up.
Yeah, I like it. That's what I'm saying.
And people run with it.
Yeah.
You know? Like the other day when I periffed you walking up the stairs going to the Duke Nike store. My son says thank you for the Duke t-shirt. He was proud.
Oh, it's all good, baby.
He said he would never go there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tune into an NL East battle Sunday as the Mets host the Phillies. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. What are the Browns going to do with Baker Mayfield? Let us be the first media entity to ever ask that question here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's occurred to me, no one's ever talked about Baker Mayfield and what the Browns are going to do to him. Let's be the first show to do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wouldn't attribute any more significant weight to, you know, how we're gonna manage the roster, the quarterback room, than other decisions that we face on a weekly basis.
The Browns weren't willing to eat enough of his salary, and I think that's really what this is going to be about going forward.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Browns reporter Mary Kay Cabot. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Great to have you. What's the latest with Baker Mayfield? Let's jump right in.
Well, the latest with Baker is the Browns are in the midst of OTAs. He is not there. He's not planning on coming to OTAs. When I asked some people about the mandatory minicamp in June, no decision has been made on that yet if he's still around. Of course, he would or could be fined if he doesn't attend the mandatory minicamp, up to about $95,000, according to the CBA. So everyone will have to make a determination on that. I think the Browns would really like to have this wrapped up by then, or certainly by training camp if they possibly can. But, of course, as we know and we've known all along, it's not going to be easy.
Mary, you talked about having it wrapped up, you know, at some point in time. Why couldn't they get it wrapped up before the draft or during the draft time, where it seemed like that was the most value that they can get for him at that time?
Well, by the time the draft rolled around, most of the quarterback musical chairs had stopped. Most of the jobs were already taken. There were probably about four or five jobs that, you know, Baker could have stepped in there and perhaps been an upgrade over that particular player. But for the most part, everyone had their guy by then. But the biggest issue has been all along, and I've been saying it, reporting it all along, has been that fully guaranteed 18.86. The Browns initially did not want to pick up any of that, but as they went along, they realized that they would have to if they really wanted to make some kind of a deal. They were going to have to do that. One team that has been interested in Baker, the Seahawks, they don't really want to pay that at all. They haven't wanted to trade for him. What they were hoping for and maybe are still hoping for is for Baker Mayfield to get cut. And if he gets cut, I would look to the Seahawks to be a team that would kind of jump at the chance to try to acquire Baker Mayfield. But now one of the guys in his corner, firmly in his corner, Alonzo Highsmith, has gone back to the University of Miami. So we'll have to see how that impacts their interest in Baker Mayfield. As far as the Panthers are concerned, they were one of those teams that never wanted to assume that large contract. They are already paying Sam Darnold $18.86 million fully guaranteed, also on his fifth-year option. So you don't want to have two of those matching contracts. So really, money has been the issue.
Mary Kay Cabot, Browns reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mary Kay, one of the things that I've talked about with the guys here, Max and Jay, is if I was Baker Mayfield, and you tell me what you think about this. I got $19 million due to me. If I go to the Cleveland Browns, because Seattle wants me, if I go to Cleveland and I say, you know what, let's do something, or I go to Seattle and I say let's do something where I take a little bit of a haircut because I need to get going with my career, and I take a little bit of a haircut, do you think that's something that he would be willing to do?
You know what? I don't think he would be willing to give up any of his guaranteed money. He worked hard to earn that money, and I don't think he would be willing to say, oh, I'll take less or I'll give some back. I don't really see that happening. I see two teams having to try to come together and work through something that includes money and draft picks that works out for both sides. And the further you go along into the offseason and preseason, you know, something might just come along, or the Browns might get to the point where they're willing to pay more of the freight than they were before, or accept something less than they were before. Or the other thing that could happen possibly is that someone in the NFL has an injured starting quarterback, and they need somebody like Baker Mayfield. But I will say this about Baker Mayfield. I do think he represents an upgrade, a significant upgrade, over at least a handful of quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think he's a top five. I don't think he's a bottom five. I think he's right now a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, maybe a little bit lower than middle, but certainly better than some of the quarterbacks who are slated to start this season.
Mary Kay Cabot, Browns reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mary Kay, moving the ball forward, how do you think the Browns are handling the Deshaun Watson lawsuit?
Well, you know, I will tell you, after being out at OTAs this week, and it's been an eventful week, as you know, for Deshaun Watson and his teammates and everyone. I mean, it's been 3 days of being questioned in Houston, followed by getting on a private jet and taking his offense to an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bahamas, then coming back for the start of OTAs, the HBO special on Tuesday night. So there's been a ton of movement and change and things going on with Deshaun Watson, including Roger Goodell coming out and saying they're close to wrapping up the investigative part of their review of this situation. So You know, I think what I found when I went out to OTAs, in addition to, you know, watching an elite quarterback practice, and obviously make no mistake about that, but it seems like the Browns have done a really good job of making sure that when everyone is in the building, they're all about football. That even though this can present an enormous distraction, all of the players and Deshaun Watson and everyone else involved with the football team, they are all putting their heads down and focusing on the task at hand, which is trying to get to a Super Bowl this season. So it's you know, awkward, it's weird, but that's the, you know, that is the strategy right now, because no one else knows what's going to happen, including how long this suspension will be.
Mary Kay, I know you've been at OTAs and you've had a sneak peek, take a look at things. How does he look, though? Does it look different when the ball comes off opposed to when Baker Mayfield was there? Does he look like he missed any time at all away from the NFL game?
It doesn't look to me like he's missed any time at all away from the NFL game. Now, the thing to remember is obviously he's throwing to new pass catchers. He's learning a new system. But just in terms of that sheer athletic ability, the arm talent, just the way, you know, just the way he moves and operates, that is an elite quarterback. And I wrote this for something the other day after I watched the practice. That's a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback right there. And I would think that you guys would agree with me on that. I'm not saying he's there yet, but if he spends 10 more years in the league playing at the level that he has before, that's Hall of Fame talent.
And it just looks right.
It just looks different, okay?
Yeah.
Just the way the ball screams off the hand, the way, just everything about it. And, you know, like I said, I am a Hall of Fame selector, so I am familiar with studying, of course, that level, and I have been covering the NFL forever. So and I've seen a lot of quarterbacks come through these parts, and I haven't seen one like this. And I can honestly say that if he gets the off-the-field situation rectified to everyone's satisfaction, and once he gets on that football field, it looks like it's going to be really, really good.
You hear that, Max? Mary Kay wants us to know. She knows what she's looking at. That's why I asked her that question, because I knew she knew what to look for.
Well, that's why, among other reasons, she is the Browns beat writer, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Deer dealer, Mary Kay Cabot, with us today. Thank you, Mary Kay, as always, for joining.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
What's the best way to eat a hot dog?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This interesting thing went down yesterday, Max and Key, where
James in your DM?
Nope, not in my DM. In somebody else's, KD's, where James Worthy.
James Worthy DM'd you?
Pretty much came out and said, all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media for today's players.
Say whatever you want. That's funny. I don't care. I don't care what anyone says.
I mean, it ain't wrong.
He said all they do is get practice.
See, big game. James could have left the tattoo part out.
Yeah,
get tattoos though, and go tweet. On social media.
But so then KD responds and says, "Quote unquote, my midi is sharp, but James is right. This ain't the old days." And that's the part that was funny about it. Because it ain't the old days.
Yeah.
It's the new days, and things are done differently. But James ain't wrong either.
Well, big games, no, big James could be get off my lawn.
He's not wrong either. I just don't know why. Like, certain stuff you don't even need to – like, tattoos is cool. That's artwork. That's what people do. Okay? The game has changed. They shoot threes. That's what they do. What else did he say, Jay?
He said all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet,
but lifting,
and go on social
lifting
media.
Weights is part of everything that you're supposed to do to stay healthy.
But, kids, the fact that KD responded via tweet on the tweet part. So James is like, all they do is tweet and stay on social media. And, by the way, James Worthy is not on social media. So, like,
you know what's great,
the
though?
The quote
like,
gets put on social media, and then KD responds to the quote.
Kids listening to that are like, okay, get lift weights, practice the three, go on social media, get tattoos. They're thinking, what else is there? Yeah. He just named everything.
But see, KD could have snapped clap back at a lot of things. KD could have said, well, what did y'all do during Showtime? Because, you know.
They were doing a lot of stuff, too. And by the way, James Worthy is on social media. I take that back. So he's
but
apparently
James
tweeting
Worthy
as well.
Is allowed. Look, there are always former players and former people from previous generations. Someone's got to be the grumpy old man. Big games, James. Is allowed to be the grumpy old man. He's a multiple-time champion, finals MVP.
But he ain't grumpy, though. You watch him on post-Laker games, yo. He's chill as hell.
No,
but that's why
what he really feels.
No, he's slick, though, Jay. Jay, big game is slick.
Yeah.
No, he's not grumpy. He just slick with his tongue.
Yeah,
he's smooth with it. I still don't understand why he don't have a statue, man. I just don't.
Yeah, that boy was nasty. I just don't know why. He's one of those most. Like, he's one of those Lakers key that don't get enough love for how good he was.
Well, I guess you have to – he falls – you know who category he's going to fall into, to be honest with you? He's probably – who's going to fall in his category, I'm sorry, is probably going to be Klay. Klay going to fall into that when his career's over with Golden State because the Cap got the love, right? Magic got the love. And then Coach Riley got the love. Dr. Buss got the love. And then James is just kind of.
But even after Kareem, man, Magic and James Worthy in the open court, I mean, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand why he can't get a statue out front.
By the way, you got to give it to Jerry West. Think about in the middle of that dynasty, Key. It's not like they took 2 years off and they were no good. In the middle of that dynasty, they come up with the number one pick and get James Worthy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know how they, I don't know how they operated the draft back then, but they
Jerry West making deals.
One.
And here we go. We're back in a second. We're back live. Let's go.
Oh, are we?
Yates,
we're live. Just go.
Great communication, teammates.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Way to go.
Let me explain what just happened to everybody. Yes. We're talking about, you know, sometimes during commercial break, every show, like we have a little segment we do. In some markets, it pops up, and we're still talking, like behind the scenes talk. And we were talking about James Worthy's tweet. Talking about or his statement saying, you know, all these players
you
know what, do nowadays
read it
is
yeah
audience? Read it.
Okay, so here's what it says to our new audience. James Worthy the other day came out and said, according to this generation of players, quote unquote, all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media. End quote.
So we start. I know. Get tattoos, but we start chopping it up, and then all of a sudden we're done with the segment. No one tells us, and we're still talking, and we come back, and we're still talking like it's all one second.
Well,
good thing we didn't curse.
So I was checking my blood sugar app because it was going a little crazy.
You know, it's a perfect time to. We're only in the middle of a show.
Well, yeah. I want him to check
board.
His blood
Where
sugar
stay
app as much as he
Yates.
Can.
All
these kids do nowadays is get tattoos, check their blood sugar app.
Get insulin, you know, the whole nine.
No, I want you to do take as much time as
you
need, Yates, to
because that helps
take
you stay focused.
Well, how about this?
All right.
Go ahead, Pat. Do the honors. Pat Costello in for Evan Wilner. What do you got, Pat?
Yeah, doing a great job, I think.
Yes, me too. I absolutely think you're doing a tremendous job. In fact, I ask for you to stay on permanently.
Jeez. Great social media guy over here, Keith. Guys, hot dogs are better than hamburgers. Take it or shake it.
I can't do that.
Shake it. Yeah, hamburgers are way better than hot dogs. Hot dogs are cool. Hot dogs is quick. I'm starving. Bam, that's it. A burger, you can, you know, I'm not going to a restaurant and ordering a damn hot dog.
Never.
You know, I'm not doing that.
A burger is the perfect food, y'all. Like, a burger, I mean, like, if I had to live in a world without, I love hot dogs, but if I had to live in a, I can't live in a world without burgers, man.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to have that one tonight.
Oh, burgers are so good.
Burger going to put you to sleep, though.
Yeah.
You got everything in every bite. No bones, no nothing. Oh, you're hungry. It satisfies you.
But if you get the wrong burger from the wrong place, there's a lot of different. Here's the problem
with
a burger.
There's many things that can go wrong with a burger.
Bad burgers out there.
There's many things that can go wrong with a burger.
All right.
Okay, depending on how you like your fixings, right?
All right.
First of all, your bun got to be right.
Okay.
Can't be a weak ass bun, because some buns can be hard.
Yes, yeah, like and they crumble like and stuff.
It can be dry and crumbly.
Yeah.
It can be gross. Your meat has to be right.
What?
Hey, overcooked.
Yeah. What?
It can be extremely undercooked, or they can be selling you a frozen patty. So you got to have that right.
And then on top of that, jacked up bun.
If you like lettuce
patty,
and tomato, think about it. If you like lettuce and tomato on your burger like I do, they give you brown lettuce, it scoops it up. They can mess it up with the soggy lettuce and tomato.
Oh, yeah, no good.
Oh, God.
Do you put mustard or ketchup on your burger or both?
I'm more of a mustard guy, so I'm going to have mustard on mine. I don't mess with mayo and ketchup. I don't really mess with mayo at all. If ketchup is on it for what odd reason.
You do ketchup and mustard?
Oh, hell yeah.
Ketchup
if it's on there for an odd reason, I do it, but I'm usually a mustard guy.
I'll tell you what's great on it. You ever have that Peter Luger steak sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got a little horseradish in it.
Fancy.
Oh, it's so good.
That's very fancy.
Yeah, very maxi.
We're down this road now. What's the best cheese on a burger?
I mean, just most consistent is cheddar.
I'm going to go
provolone is good.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Or the jalapeno.
Like pepper jack type stuff.
Pepper jack.
Or damn, I'm hungry, and I just forgot.
And I'm not eating yet this morning.
Oh,
and I'm gonna drop bacon on my burger too, though. I can't have a burger without my bacon.
Really? Because sometimes the bacon. Sometimes I just want to taste the burger, and the bacon overpowers it.
Sometimes I just take the bacon off and just have the bacon alone.
That's what I do with a burger.
That's what I do on Sundays when I watch the games. Is I order a side of crispy bacon.
Mm.
The salt
got to be
you,
crispy.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to be crispy.
Yeah,
oh,
it can't
so
be
good.
Too crispy though. I don't like.
Don't
really
bring
crispy
me no flimsy
oh,
bacon
what?
Like people.
I don't like when it just breaks into 1,000 pieces in my mouth.
No. It got to be thick though.
What?
No, I want thick bacon crispy. Can't have thin paper bacon crispy.
Then I'll take crispy. Period. I don't know. You guys are very particular with your burgers. Even a jacked up burger to me is delicious.
Nah.
All right, next one. We're still doing take it or shake it. Keyshawn is a better basketball player than we give him credit for. Take it or shake it.
Take that, man.
I'll take it.
I'm letting y'all know. Y'all keep sleeping on this man. Y'all going to find out June 1st.
See, there's a point guard right there.
I've seen it. I'm out here like Justin
Costello.
Fields. He's good enough.
Is he going to post up? You going to post up, Key?
I could do a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. But most likely, based on my age and demographics, I'm going to back down.
But see, Key, you and me.
Look, I'm going to come across the court, Max, and I'm going to go into a full Magic Johnson,
but
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. First off, Key.
I don't even know there's another way to dribble. I thought that was the only way to dribble.
Let me tell you how easy this is going to be, Key. You're not going to have the ball in your hands. I'm going to make life very simple for you. We're going to run a Stockton Malone pick and roll all day long. All you need to do is roll. I'm going to take care of the rest. They will not be able to guard it.
Mm. All right.
That's it.
All right.
What do you guys think the NBA comp for Key is? Like, I'm seeing Key as like a Jay Crowder who thinks he can shoot threes. And
no.
Key's
more
like 20%.
Key's more like a souped-up Reggie Evans. You know what I mean?
I don't think I can shoot threes, Pat.
Little Paul Millsap.
Yeah, he's a Paul Millsap type.
You know who I am? No,
how about a second career Sean Kemp, dude? Later in life, Sean Kemp.
Damn. Why are you trying to do that to Key?
I'm Draymond Green, just prettier.
You said second career Sean Kemp.
Well, because Sean Kemp came in as a high flyer,
I'm not a high flyer, though.
Right, I'm saying, but in the second half of his career.
What I am is I'm a hustle.
Under the rim, yeah.
I'm a hustle face.
Hustle face, huh?
Yeah, I'm a hustle. I'm a hustle face.
Mm. A whale with a mean bite.
Is what I'm going to do. And I'm also going to buy into what we're doing in the system.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then, if I get an open look, I'm going to pull the trigger.
All right, that's good. I'll take it. That's
and
a winning player.
I'm
going
to play hard D.
That's a winning player.
I'm going to play hard D.
That's right. We got it. Pick and roll,
a
baby.
Hustle face. I ain't got no, but remember this. Prettier than Draymond Green, though.
You all hear this?
Nope.
Prettier than Draymond.
So...
is that the insulin?
That's my insulin going off for those who are asking. Y'all have 30 seconds.
Well,
I'm not laughing at the insulin, Pam.
No, I just want you to make sure you do everything you need to do to stay healthy. I don't give a damn if you take the whole show off. You're more important in a segment.
Yes.
Now we're good.
I would agree with you on that. That's what you're supposed to say.
All right. I'm a whale with a mean bite.
10 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Back to the Warriors making the NBA Finals next. ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.